Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Samach Beis. Today's seer is Lurfoy Shalema, Aryeh ben Rus Shalamis, Yeshua ben Rachel Sarah, and Rasha bat Shendel. Okay, we are on Samach Aleph and Beis. Again, scheduling note, I think this is not going to be able to give the next couple of days. Be away for Hanukkah, but there'll be a shiur on Monday. That'll be the last live daf, because then I'll be traveling in for the Siyam. So there'll be today, and then the others will be put up from the last cycle, and then Beth Hashem Monday will be. Many have been asking, Beth Hashem, the next cycle, I hope to give shiurim about the daf, lamdas on the daf, as many days as I can, topics related to the daf of the day, of that week. So Beth Hashem, that'll be next cycle again on the OU site, and with the new OU daf app and all of the amazing features that has. And again, all the various schedule for the shiurim, the next Thursday in January 2nd in the Young Israel of West Hempstead, 8 o'clock Meyerv, Sunday, the OU special program in Teaneck and in the Five Towns, and the Young Israel of Lawrence Cedars, and I'll be speaking in the Romer Shul, and the following Thursday here back in Beit Shemesh. Please, for that one, RSVP, rosner.yomi@gmail.com. And Beth Hashem, we should be able to share much Torah and Simchas HaTorah for many years. Okay, let's get back to Samach Aleph Amud Beis, the Mishnah. As we continue, Shiva Samanim. Shiva Samanim Avir Lakes. Oh, just one har I wanted to mention yesterday that I ran through. I wanted to read that Ramah. The Ramah, we mentioned the last heter. We've spoken about the various built-in heterim of Ksamim as we close out the world of Ksamim over the next couple of days. And that is, we have the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan of Ksamim, as we learned back on Daf Nun Zayin Mabez, the beginning of Perek HaRoach Kesem, and the built-in leniencies of the size, it has to be a gris, and tliyas, if there's any type of tliya, will be tola, that it came from somewhere else, number two. Number three, Davar She'enu Makabel Tuma. Number four is what we did at the end of Shir yesterday, and that is on Big Date Siv Onin, on colored begadim. So that also is a built-in heter, and that's what we mentioned, based on a Rashi here, but the Mefarshim talk about it, the Chashukhei Chavit talk about it, that even if one knows that it is dam, even if one knows that it is dam, the kula is not because, oh, if it's uncolored, maybe it's not dam, I can't see it properly. Maybe it's because I can't see it properly, but the gzeira was only where you can see the dam clearly. But if you can, so then it is lakula, even if one knows that it is dam. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Tzadi Sif Yud, Kesem Shenimsa Al Davar She'ina Makabel Tuma, Lo Gazru Alav. There was no gzeira, even if it's a kesem, that you know it's dam. Kate said, Bad Kakarka Olam, O Kol Davar She'ina Makabel Tuma, V'yavsha Alav U'matzo Bo Kesem, V'chein Kesem Shenimsa Beget Savua, Tehora. If it's found in a Beget Savua, then it is a tar, and it is not a problematic spot. The Doga Meravava here discusses the formulation of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, well, first let's read the Ramah. Lefichach, Til Basha Isha Bigdei Tzivona, Kanela Hatzila Miksamim. The Ramah says, good idea. Good idea for a woman to wear big date sivonim, because we don't look for ksamim. That's also a crucial halacha that we haven't focused on over the last couple of days. But the idea is that ksamim, as we learned, is a rabbinic invention, a world rabbinic invention where we look, where we're makel often within this rabbinic invention. And we do not look for ksamim. Generally, a woman has no responsibility to look for ksamim, and therefore the Ramah says, just she should wear bidei sivonim. There is a shayla, meaning if a woman knows that it's time for her vest to come, and then she wears ksamim and she doesn't look, it's sivonim. So then it gets a little tricky. Meaning one has to know exactly when the Ramah is advising this. Definitely advising it at a time when a woman is not expecting anything. That's okay. But the Pesach Chuvah here quotes the Akronim and says maybe at a time that she's expecting something, so then that's not such a good idea, because she has to know what's going on. Nira Dafka Telbash Tamid Avakadela Hatzel Bimeni Dusa Meili Buna Lo. And then he talks about other Akronim as well, and the Doga Meravava here, the Rabbi Yehuda in his commentary also discusses this Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch, but that is the idea of Big Day Sivonin. And again, the post can talk about types of very dark colors or lighter colors. Again, doesn't make a difference technically in terms of the fact that some of them are not nigs are on it. But again, there are a lot of other details in the poskim, obviously as one would guess. Okay, so now get the Mishnah Shiva Samanim. Shiva Samanim Avir Lakasif. So now we get back to Tumah V'Tahara. So we know Dam Nida, we had in the previous Perek. Previous Perek was called Perek Dam Nida. If you remember, Nun Dalad Amabez, the Mishnah. Dam Nida is Mitame. Mitame Lach, Umitame Yavesh. That's what the Tanakhama held there. And the only Machlokes, if your Biosi says, Psar HaMeis Yavesh, so that doesn't work, but Dam Nida is Lach and Yavesh. So Dam Nida is also Mitame. Besides being Oser, if there's a Re'iyah between the husband and the wife. So the question is, how am I Mevatel the Dam Nida? You can't just put it into a mikvah, right? That works for a person, that works for a kli, but we assume dam nida is not removed. You can be mitar something, but you can't remove something. If I put a sheretz in a mikvah and then I take it out, it's not that the sheretz becomes tahar, right? That if there's a source of tumah, so then just putting it into a mikvah is not going to help. So dam nida says the Mishnah, shiva samanim ma'avir malakesem. Seven samanim, you pass over a kesem, for two purposes. Number one, it's a check to see if it is dam nida or it is some other type of stain. And B, it is mevatel the dam nida, meaning it nullifies it in a way that it won't be mitami anymore. Those are the two purposes that I would be ma'avir. So, shiva samanim ma'avir lakesem. There are seven samanim, seven liquids that I use, and as we'll see, in this order, and it has to be used. Again, we don't do this bizman hazeh, but shiva samanim avir lakesem, and then one would be, it wouldn't be mitami anymore. Rashi, mavir lakesem, she'ein dam batel, ad she'yaviru kulan alaf. The dam is not batel unless you're ma'avir, right? Like we discussed yesterday, the laws of bittel a little bit, in the Tosfos, Yerushal Beged. What about kilayim being batel? Kilayim, batel v'chalav. So this is a different type of bittel. This is not bittel in an amount of other items, but just removing its status. So shiva samanim avir lakesem, rok tafel. Each the Gemara will talk about each of these. Rok tafel, fresh saliva, as we'll see. Umei grisin and crushed up beans. Umei raglayim, urine, veneser, ubaris, different types of cleansing liquids. Kamunya ve'eshlag. So these are the ones that are used. Hitbilu v'yasa agabav taharos. What happens if I first put the beged into the mikvah? I was supposed to be maver samanim. I put the beged into the mikvah. And then I was osek pataros. And then haver alav shiva samanim. And then I was maver the samanim on it v'lo avar. And it didn't it stayed. It didn't get lighter. It didn't get cleansed. And the test is, if it doesn't get cleansed, then it's not dam nida. Only if it's dam nida will it get cleansed. So here it didn't. You're right. I shouldn't probably have taken a risk. I should have taken my chances. I should have been ma'aver first to know that it was a tseva or nida. But here I didn't. But the Mishnah says, how is it tseva? So it's a tseva because it did not get removed. You can assume it was not dam nida. It was a tseva, and therefore, hataros, tahoros. And therefore, the taharos that the beged touched in the interim are tahar, because now, lama freya, we know that it is not Damnida, the Eino Tzarech Lahatpil. And you don't have to be matvil it again. This is alluding to a Dinder Rabbanan. A Dinder Rabbanan that even if Beged that I wasn't sure whether it was Damnida or Tseva, I have to be matvil afterwards. We'll see why in the Gemara. But again, in this case, you were matvil it. You're right, it was before you knew, but that tefillah is okay to fulfill the derabbanan requirement that we are talking about. Eino tzarech lahatpil in our case. Avar, but what happens if one did this test and it did get removed? Oshadiyar, even if it got weaker or lighter, hareza kesem, then you have to assume it's damnida, and therefore we treat it as a kesem. Vahataros tameos, and all the taros that the beget touched are tame in the interim, v'tzarech lehatpil. And then I have to be hapatel again, because in this case, I say it was dam nida, and the tefillah then is only after the ha'avara of the zayin samamanim. If you look in the Rambam in Perek Tes of Hilchas Isurei Bia, interesting that this is also in Isurei Bia, not just the Tumah V'Tahara halacha, the Rambam says, kol kesem, she'animsa labeged, she'ein lo b'ma yitzle. And he kesem that there's no other source for it to be tolit, right? We always try to look for a tliya. But if you can't, and it's on white, and it's on a devar makabel tuma, so There's nothing else to do. So, eino matame achi yivada shu dam. You have to know it's dam. To know it's dam in terms of being matame. Vim nistafik lahem, shema hu dam o tseva adom, ma'avir alav shiva samanim elu al haseder. So, one has to use these seven samanim, in order, as the Rama mentioned, in a minute. Im avar okea eino, hariz a kesen dam v'tmea, vim amad kamoshe hu, hariz a tseva v'tahora. Vitahora. Tahora means she is tahar. She is tahar. The Mefarshim here on the Rambam say, does this havara work for the dam and also for baila, or only for dam? Is it strong enough to say that even the gzeira of ksamim, did that go together? The Rambam says tahora. It sounds like it is even la baila as well. That is not agreed upon by all. If you look in the Hagos Amonios here. Aval Haramban Kasav, She'ein Bidikas Adavar Borur Kede Latar Isha Labaila. Velo Hiskar Latzpitalmud Elo Le'inyin Maga. Vechein Kasav Rabbeinu Simcha, Delo Airi Latares Aisha Lamafreya. Ach Latares Abeged Mikado Lahaba Mitvila Ve'elach. Kivet Avi Balua, She'efshal Latzeis Batalu Vedido Ketseva Ba'alba Vetar. So that is a machlokas here. But how far do we say that this Bidika helps with the Samanim, do we say it works even Latar Labaila or even just for Taros? That's the Shulchan Aruch discusses this also in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tzadik here, discusses this way of solving the, to know what it is, Kuf Tzadik Lamed Aleph. Matzah Kesem Eilam Elitlos Vadever Mesupak Himudam Utsevim Averis Alav Shiva Samanim. So it's in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is not just talking about Tumah V'Tahara. So Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Nida, we are Mavir, which again we don't do Bizman Azeh. Imamad Be'enu Hariz Et Seva V'Tahara V'im Einu Maveres Alav Tameyam Bisavik V'Yachshav Ein Lanu Avaras Sheva Samanim V'Beish Ein Anu Bekiyin B'Ksas Mishmosam. Right? Because we're not Bekiyim in some of the names and what they are and how exactly to do it, and therefore we don't do the Bedikos Bizman Hazeh. But again, that's the Shulchan Aruch. We look in the Toras HaShlamim, which is one of the Achronim here on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. L'fim HaShakazav Sifkatan Chavtes, Nira, the Achshav, Kiva, the Efshar, Bebedika, Yishlohaka, Vasavi, Mutseva, Odam. If you have a Safek, what it is, Bizman Hazeh, you can be Mekel, says the Toras HaShlamim. Because that'll be a tliya if you're not sure what it is. Achin halavush kasav, the ishlahach rabbi safik. Vesorach lomar davi kechat safik. Why would you be machmir? Safik derabanan. Kesafik chisaron yediyah. Safik derabanan lakula does not apply where it's our fault that we don't know. Safik derabanan lakula. If there's a safik, I mean, I should take that back. If there's a safik about, you know, we're missing an aspect of reality, meaning we don't know if we made a bracha or not, we do say safik brachos lahakel, and safik derabanan lakula. But in a different type of safik yediyah, like this, it's just out of our knowledge base, because we don't know exactly what the Gemara is referring to. That's called the safik yediyah, and for that we don't always go lakula in that type of safik. There are different types of sfeikas that we have in safik of what happened, safik of the reality right now, right? There's different types of sfeikas that we have in a halacha. But again, this is one of the halachas that, because we don't know the metzias of what's mentioned in the Gemara, so we don't do it, right? This reminds us a little bit of the cherem of the Gaonim. Cherem of the Gaonim. The Yamshel Shlomo quotes the cherem of the Gaonim. I think in Maseches Chulin, and it's quoted, the Rebbe Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Hilchos Refuah, that one is not allowed, Bizman Hazeh, to use any of the refuos that are mentioned in the Gemara. Right, the two major discussions in Maseches Avodah Zarah and Maseches Gittin, the two places that most in depth the Gemara goes into all different types of medicines, one is not allowed to use those medicines, Bizman Hazeh. A, because we don't know what they are. B, we don't know exactly how to implement and how to put it on. My father's written extensively about this in his various svarim. But again, this is the medicine in the Bible and the Talmud. But it's not medicine Bizman Hazeh. Right? And it shouldn't be used because, A, we don't know. B, if it doesn't work, we're going to be mezalzel and in the words of the Chachamim. So again, we can learn messages generally from it, but in general, the medicines that are used you know, we could try to analyze and figure out exactly how they relate to today's medicine, but already the Yom Shel Shlomo says one is not allowed to use it, and generally, right, same principle here, that we don't do this bedika of the samanim to check if it's tseva or dam, right? If a posek is stuck on day six of Shiva Nekiyim, and he's not sure about a kesem, right, we know Baalei Psak don't do this test bisman hazeh. Okay. So what are these items? So Ezehu Rok Tafel. So what is Rok Tafel? Number one, so we could try to identify it a little bit. Kol Shelo Tam Klum. It's saliva from the morning, right? Somebody has not eaten anything in the morning, so that is the fresh taste. So one is not supposed to taste anything in the morning. We'll get to that soon. Let's just finish the Mishnah, and then we'll talk about Rok Tafel. Mei Grisin, Leisas Grisin, Shalpul, Chalukas Nefesh. It's when one chews split beans separated from their peel, right, and then a little bit of that mixture. Mei Raglayim, Shechmitsu, Mei Raglayim, that has already been fermented and becomes a little putrid. V'tzarach Lachaske, Shalosh Pamim, L'Kalecha V'Echad. And one has to rub each one three times. Shalosh Pamim, L'Kalecha V'Echad. Ha'avir and Shalok HaSidron, if one did it not in this order, o she'avir shiva samanim ka'achas, or you just put it into one big bowl, and you mixed it, lo asav lo klum, it doesn't work. Doesn't work, right? It has to be exactly in this order. That's the Mesorah that we have. Rashi, lo livdok, v'lo levatel. Rashi alluding to the two purposes of why we'd be doing this, right? It doesn't work for a bedika, to know if it is dam or tseva, and it also doesn't work to be mevatel, the dam. Either way, it doesn't work because it has to be exactly in order. Right, Rok Tafel, getting back to that now. Chosh lo tom klum. So maybe that's alluding to the idea. One could also mention that one is not supposed to eat in the morning right away before one davens. Again, it's a little connected, but that we know is the Isser Achila before davening. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simen Pei Tes. In Shulchan Aruch, all the items that we're not supposed to do, all the activities we're not supposed to be involved in before davening, one of them is eating. One of them is eating and drinking. We're not supposed to be involved in. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Kivan shigiyas mantila aser la adam la haktim la pesach chaveira litin l'shalom." I shouldn't go visit somebody before davening, right? If I'm before I say hello to Hashem, I'm not supposed to go say hello. If I meet somebody on the road, the poskim say you're allowed to. You don't have to be rude and ignore somebody because I didn't go out of my way to go there. What happens if the only time one has to visit somebody who's sick is before davening? Okay, there are exceptions, and one can say brachas beforehand, but this is the Shulchan Aruch. One shouldn't say shalom, mishum, deshmo, shalakadosh baruch hu, shalom. Because, as we mentioned, one of the shemas of Hashem is shalom, and therefore, giving shalom to someone else, shalom aleichem, before I give shalom to Hashem, is not appropriate. Aval mutter lo malo, safer demaritav. I can say good morning, I could say a non-shalom aleichem greeting. I'm allowed to. Which is mashma that I'm supposed to say shalom aleichem. Right? That's what I'm supposed to say. That's how we're supposed to greet each other. As Boaz already told us in the Mishnah in Brachos. And he continues. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, right? One is not supposed to be involved in other things before davening. V'lo lechol v'lo lishtos. And not eating or drinking, avamayim mutter lishos kadam atfila, besides water. The Shulchan Aruch is very limited. No eating or drinking, only water. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos v'yantif. Weekday or Shabbos and yantif. Or medicines are also mutter, the Shulchan Aruch says. Achol amashkim l'refua, mutter. That's in the Shulchan. Where does this come from? This is based on the Pasuk. Brachas daf yud. Gemara says, lo sochlu al hadam, lo tochlu lefnei sh'atem ispalim al dimchem. The Gemara darshins. Right, we shouldn't daven before we eat before we daven for our lives. Lo sochlu al hadam. That's the language of the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud. Right, does one get malchus for this? No, one doesn't get malchus for this. Number one, it might be an asmachta. Question whether it's an actual din da araisa or not. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Gemara says Yud Amibes. Lo sochlu mai dechsev lo sochlu al hadam lo sochlu kodem sheispal lo al dimchem. So one is not supposed to eat or drink before they daven based on that pasuk. Remember, this pasuk teaches us many halachas. The Gemara in Sanhedrin teaches us this is one of the examples of a lav sheba klalos. L'sochol al adam. Bezdin can't eat on the day they're putting somebody to death. And there's no sudas havra on haruge bezdin. And other examples given Sanhedrin, Salma Gimel. What are the other examples? Lo sochlu baser v'adayin adam b'mizrach. I'm not allowed to eat baser of the karbanos before I do zrikas adam. Ain't tomin, that was what we said before. Azhar le ben tzor amore. Azhar for a ben tzor amore. All of these. Lo sochlu al adam. That's what Tosus here in the Ramban. We've discussed that often in the past. The different definitions of lav shebeklalos. But again, one of them is this Lo Sochel Adam. That one's not quoted in Sanhedrin Samach Gimel. That one's only in Brachas Daf Yud. But that is the halacha. But as we know, there are many kulas expanding the water heter of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah already quotes that maybe at a time period that it's customary that, you know, people have drinks in order to help themselves wake up a little bit. So then that's okay. What about big discussion? What about sugar? Seems like 100 years ago, sugar was not so common to put in drinks. It was like a super special type of drink. You put sugar in. So what the poskim say, Bizmanazeh, everybody has sugar. Now maybe Bizmanazeh, we would say to have the super special latte, hafu, I don't even know, I'm not a coffee drinker, but all the special types of a Starbucks fancy, delicious, unique type of drink that, you know, makes my day. So maybe that shouldn't be had before davening. But a regular, you know, basic cup of coffee or tea or hot chocolate that one would want to help wake us, and maybe that would be okay. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes here. V'te v'kofi mutar l'shtosa kodem atfila k'dei sheyuchal l'chavin daito l'hispalel. Again, it doesn't mean that I need a whole meal. Again, if it's mitzad refuah. Remember, fuwa, that, you know, somebody needs to eat, somebody takes medicine in the morning, somebody needs to eat something beforehand in order to help them function. So then that's not what this is talking about. Right? The Gemara, the context of the Gemara is that I'm doing something before I talk to Hashem, as if I'm worrying about myself before. But if I'm getting myself ready to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So then that's, there's a little more flexibility. The Bir Alacha here also quotes, Kasu Achronim, to ish chalash, sheinu yachol lahamid al nafsho, ad eis shegomrim at tzibur tefilas ames haknesses, tov yoter la'atir lo lispalo la'atzmo. What if somebody, you know, if they wait till the tzibur davens later, and if I wait that long, I'm not going to be able to eat, so I have to eat more. Is it better to daven earlier and then not eat beforehand by myself? Or no, wait till later. Tov yoter la'atir lo shispalo la'atzmo v'beisu baboker v'yochol ma'at. Wow, but the postgame, if you look at the Piskei Tshuvos, the minhag is lahakel. The minhag is that, no, we would say, wait to daven with the minyan, maybe say brachas beforehand, but then go later. Either way, that all comes from Rok Tafel, where we didn't taste anything in the morning, alluding to that halacha. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. We get to do a couple of allusions on this stop of the topics that are related. Tana, Neser Alexandris, Velo Neser Antipatris. Only soap that comes from Alexandria. Alexandris, Velo Neser Antipatris, right? That's the type of Neser. Again, we don't exactly know what this means. So that's why, we don't do this Bizbanazah. Alexandria Neser. Is a Jew allowed to live in Alexandria? Right, we have to go there to get the Neser. You know, if we needed it, they got it imported from there. But as we know, a Jew is allowed to live anywhere in the world, besides two places. A Jew can't live in the Kodesh Kodashim, right? That's number one. And also, the only country a Jew can't live in is in Egypt, right? That's the halacha. It says it three times in the Torah. You know, a Jew should live in Eretz Yisrael, but where can a Jew can live, right? And that again is anywhere in the world except for. Again, they don't quote the Kodesh Kodashim, it's just that, you know, we're not allowed to be in there for other reasons. But the halacha is three times. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Malachim. The Rambam says, "Umuter lishchon b'chol ha'olam." The Rambam says you can live everywhere. Chutz me'eretz Mitzrayim. Except for Mitzrayim. And the Rambam gives the exact borders. Min ha'yam ha'gadol ha'ma'aravi. Right? From the yam ha'gadol. Arba meos parsa, al arba meos parsa, kineged eretz kush, u kineged amidbar. Hakol asur les yashiba. Ubish losha mikomos is here at Torah, shaloshim in Mitzrayim. Three times, the Torah says we should not return to Mitzrayim. Lotosif and lushuba derech hazeod, lotosif o lerosa, lotosifu lerosim od ad olam. Very unusual, the Rambam to quote all the different psukim in the Mishnah Torah for a halacha. So, but here he does. Valexandria bechal iser. Just in case you didn't think so, you're talking about the Alexandrian Neser. So, Alexandria Bechala Isser, that's the Rambam. And then he says, Mutter Lachzer L'Eretz Mitzrayim L'Schora U'L'Prakmatia. For business, you could go. V'lichmosh artos acheros. Vein aser elo lehishtakeh sham. Business trips are okay to Mitzrayim, but I can't go to be mishtakeh. I can't go to live there. Vein loken alav ze sheba'es haknisa mutterhu. But you don't get malchus. Meaning, if you went in and you're on business and you ended up staying there, you're not going to get malchus, because when you went in, so then that was the lav sheish b'maisa. And therefore, but if you went in at the time to just go to business, then that you don't get malchus. And then once one decides to stay there, so then that is you're not doing a maisa. That relates to the sugya that we've discussed often. How do you define a lav sheish b'maisa? How do you define a lav sheish b'maisa? If it's possible with a maisa, if it's possible without a maisa. Remember the chinuch by Nekama, you don't get malchus because it's possible without a maisa. The Rambam by chasima, by muzzling. The Rambam says there's malchus by muzzling an animal, even if I muzzle the animal with my voice. I just scream out. When the animal's about to eat, I go, So chasma bakol, loke. So it seems like opposite sides. But the Rambam here continues. And then the Rambam adds, "Im kavash melech Yisrael eretz Mitzrayim al pi bezdin shimuteres." What if the king of Israel expands the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and all of a sudden Egypt is included in the borders of Eretz Yisrael? So then it's not Egypt anymore. Then if they expand it, shimuteres. Right, but if it becomes part of Eretz Yisrael, so then it would be. Okay. And the famous question on here, the Radvaz deals with this, and that is, but the Rambam himself lived in Mitzrayim, right? And the Radvaz lived in Mitzrayim. The Radvaz, before he came to Eretz Yisrael towards the end of his life. The Radvaz, one of the post-Kehador in the days of the Shulchan Aruch. So, there are many Haterim discussed here. The Radvaz himself says, V'im tomar ama samchu lishkom b'Mitzrayim, yesh mishakasav, shloasra Torah ela b'derech hazeh. Some say, like somebody else here quotes this, the only isser is to go to Mitzrayim exactly retracing the steps of the Ole Mitzrayim. If I go back, Dafka, those 42 Masos, if I go back in that order, and maybe that's why the Torah lists off all the Masos, for that isser. So, he says, okay, but there's only one pasuk that says, don't go back this way. The other psukim related to this isser just says, don't live there. Don't live there. Lo tosif od lerosa. Lo tosifu lerosam adolam. Only one pasuk says lo tosifam loshuv badera chazeod. You have to read one in light of the others. Tzivein zetam maspik. He doesn't like that reason. The yesh litein tam, as the Rama himself says, right? There's only an iser lagur ulehish takeya. V'chola yardim tchila lo yardim loshtakeya lo leschora. V'yavagav de'acharkach nishtaku. Ein kan lav ele isura ba'alma. He says there's no full-fledged iser. It's an iser ba'alma. Meaning it's not right. Umibnei Torah hatiltol umiyat harevach b'mizonos b'shara mekomos lo chashul iser zeh. It's an iser, but l'tzarech parnasa, you know, those are makel. V'chein mashma sounds that way from the Rambam's lashon. But the Rambam himself wouldn't violate a low level iser either. One would think. V'yefshar he says v'im tomar tikshila rabenu sherin shukem mitzrayim v'yesh lomar. This is probably the answer. Onas apia malchus. Right? He couldn't choose. He was the doctor of the sultan. Shayarofe lamelech vasarim. Vegamaninis yashapti sham. Zman meruba lilmo Torah ulolamda. Says the Radvaz. Vekavati sham yeshiva. How do you all yeshiva there? Vechiai gavna mutter. Veshuv basi lirushalayim. So he ends off. The Radvaz made it to Yerushalayim and then ended up in Tzfat. But that is the discussion of Alexandria. We know even in the Gemara, right? The Gemara in Sukkah and the Gemara at the end of Sukkah with the flags, the huge shul. They didn't know what to answer, so they had large communities in Alexandria. So there has to be various defenses. Rabbi Yosef was the chief rabbi in Cairo for a number of years. So again, throughout the years, there's been Jewish communities in Mitzrayim, and obviously Yesh Mi'amal Lisboch, if thousands of Am Yisrael are doing something, generally Yesh Mi'amal Lisboch, and there is some type of explanation for it. Good. Nezer Alexander Vlo Nezer Antipatris. Boris, Amr of Yehuda Zahala. It's a type of cleansing material. Vatanya HaBoris Vaha Ohel. How could Boris be Ohal? Boris and all are listed as two. In the Brayisel, am I Boris Kavrisa? No, Boris means sulfur, some other material. V'amr mini, but doesn't it say we have a Brayisa when they talk about the items that they added on to the Kedusha of Shvius, of Shemitah, Hosifu Aleyen, Halavitzin, Mahala Unin, Haboris, Vaoel. The Boris Kavriyasa, and if you say Boris is sulfur, mi isle Shvius, does it have Kedusha Shemitah? But we learned in the Batanya, we learned in the Brisa Zaklal. Kol Sheishlo Iker, Yeshlo Shvius. If the plant has roots, so then Rashi says, Shoresh Mimenu Chai. Right? If something grows, so then that is considered, that's going to have Kedusha Shvius. If a Kol Sheishlo Iker, Ainlo Shvius. But if it doesn't have an Iker, if it doesn't grow, it just happens to be found in the ground, so then that does not have, Kedusha. Kavu Gemara Shabbos, please. Shimenu Chai. The Gufris Karka Ba'amahu. And Gufris is an element that's found in the ground, but it isn't ground. And therefore, it doesn't grow from the ground, so it's not going to have Kedusha Shvius. So that can't be. If we say that Ohal is, thank you, Ohal is, Kavriyasa, Boris is Kavriyasa, so then that's not going to work for this Brisa. It's a Elamai Boris Allah. Go back to the first suggestion. Boris is Allah. Batanya, Ha Boris Va Oel, Tre Gavni Allah. Okay? Two types of Allah, two types of cleansing, materials. Interesting. So Gufris, this sulfur, is in the ground, but it's not considered Gidule Karka for Kedushas Shvius. So interesting. The Gemara talks about elsewhere, again, many areas of Allah. We have to sometimes be machalic between gidule karka and non-gidule karka. And there's not always the same definition. Something that's found in the grounds. Right? What about, right, the Gemara in Shabbos talks all about how do you define gidule karka for Hilcha Shabbos? Certain malachas, ein disha ele gidule karka. Disha, threshing. That malacha only applies to gidule karka. So, I mean, most of the time you thresh the things that grow. But the Rambam, we mentioned this a few weeks ago, the Rambam says, chovel, wounding someone on Shabbos. Which malacha is that? The Rambam said that's mefarik, which is a tolda of dush. So the Rambam is holding that people are gidule karka. People don't grow from the ground. Right? Animals, right? Milking a cow, the Rambam says, is dush. Animals grow from the ground. They live off the ground. But they don't grow from the ground. So the Rambam obviously feels that for Hilcha Shabbos, Gidule Karka, in that context, for Dosh, means growing from the ground. But even within Hilcha Shabbos, there might be differences. Tochein. Ein Tochein ele b'gidule Karka. Grinding. So we assume there's no grinding by eggs. There's no Tochein. Eggs is not called Gidule Karka for Tochein. What do you mean? Animal eggs come from animals that grow off the ground. Maybe even within Hilcha Shabbos, there can be differences in definition between different malachos. The Gemara talks about this. Is this Gemara? The Gemara talks about this here. Ayin Gimel Amabes. The Gemara talks about it by the malacha of Me'amer. The malacha of gathering. One of the few malachas that hardly ever come up. Right? There are so many limitations of Amer. Ma'amer is only B'makam Gidulo and only, as the Gemara says here, Amar Rava, Haimat the cut of Milcha Mi Milchasa, Chai Misha Ma'amer. Rava says, gathering salt deposits on Shabbos is chai for ma'amer. Abaya amar in imur ella b'gidule karka. Right? Imur is only by gidule karka, and therefore it wouldn't be usher. So what does Rava say? So Rava Eve rejects this. It applies even by non-gidule karka, or maybe within karka is good enough. The salt. Salt doesn't grow from the ground. It's like the sulfur case here in our Mishnah, and in our Gemara. It doesn't have the kedusha shvius. Again, different areas of halacha, gidule karka. For kinyanim, this comes up, right, atzitz nakuv, something next to the ground. You know, there are many areas of halacha where the definition of gidule karka makes a difference and how one defines it. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. The next one. Kamunya, Amar Yehuda, Shluf Dutz. Good. Eshlag, what's Eshlag? Amar Shmuel, Shaltinu, Linechusa Yama. Shmuel says, I asked those who went down to the sea, Va'amru, Ashlaga Shmei. That's what Eshlag is. Umishtakech, Beni, Nikvi, Marganisa. And it's found between the crevices of the pearls. Marganisa. Umafkile, how do you get it out? Umafkile, Baramsa, the Parzla. You get it out using a metal cleat. You get it out this type of material, and it's found by the pearls. You know, searching for pearls is a mashal that is used by the Nesivus. I think it's by the Ksos. The Ksos and the Hagdama to the Ksos. Ksos has a number of important Hagdamas. The Shev Shmaisa, that's a longer one. But the Ksos's Hagdama, he talks about the sugya of Elu ve'elu divri Elokim Chayim. They're looking, he says, sometimes, what's Elu ve'elu divri Elokim Chayim? Sometimes you have to look between the rocks in order to find the pearls. That's his lashon, like here, looking between the pearls. So that's a very radical approach to Elu ve'elu de'elokim chayim. We're not doing that sugya right now, but to find the pearls amongst the rocks, usually we say Elu ve'elu, they both have validity. One's not a rock, one's not a pearl. You know, normative practice, we would go like one of them, but in terms of Elu ve'elu, right? I mean, that's that Ritva in Maseches Erevin. The Ritva in Maseches Erevin, commenting on the baskol that went out, that Elu ve'elu de'elokim chayim b'halacha kebeis hillel. Right? That's what the Ritva there asks in Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel. So what does that mean? Elav Elav Jibel Kim Chaim. So he quotes a fascinating story of, in the name of the Chachmei Tzarfas, which again, we've noted before, it's fascinating that Dafka, the Ritva, one of the great Chachmei Sfarad, on this Sugya, quotes the Chachmei Tzarfas, quotes the French rabbis. So the Ritva says in Erevin, Yud Gimel and Beis, Shalu Chachmei, Shalur Rabbani Tzarfasal, Heich Efshar, Shei Shneim Dibrei Lekim Chayim, Ze Osir Ze Matir. How is it possible? What do you mean Dibrei Lekim Chayim? Vetirtsu, Kishala Moshe Lamarim Lekabal Torah, Herulo Akal Dover Vedover, Memtes Panim Leisser, Umemtes Panim Leheter. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Torah, he was shown 49 studim Leisser and Leheter for every topic in Torah. Vishalak Hanesh Baruch will say, yes Hashem, I don't understand. How could this be? For Amar Shei Ze Maser Lechachmi Yisrael Shebechol Dor Vador. They could figure it out. That's the Ritva. What does this mean? It means every facet of Torah has many different elements, right? The Maharal gives the mashal of a tree. What makes a tree grow? Is it water? Is it soil? Is it sun? Is it nutrients? It's all true. It just depends on the perspective of the person talking. So that's a little different than the mashal of the ksos, and the chida also has a lashon like this on this gemara. The chida in his commentary on the gemara says ein har nikar ele mitoch achoshech, right? But generally, that's not the accepted approach of elu ve'elu. Rather, there are multiple truths in halacha, different levels or different aspects. Again, that's part of the sugya, which Beis Hashem will talk about another time. Hitzbilu va'asa v'chulu, first wide line. So what happens, says the Gemara, if you were matvil, and then the beggar touched taras, and then you checked, and then you found out it was not dam. So then it works. Tan rabbanon. Hever alav shiva samanim v'lo avar. What happens if it was not avar? It did not get lighter, and therefore, what do you assume? It's not dam. Svon, but then you use a really different type of soap, and right, Rashi, sabon balaz, right, the Hebrew word for, that's a French word. Ba'avar tarosa tameos, what happens if you try it again? You tried it with the seven samanim and it didn't come off, so you're like, okay, so it's tseva. But then you use a different type of soap and it came off, tarosav tameos. Wow, why? Svon seva namim ever. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? Svon gets off everything, even seva, that doesn't prove anything. Ella, this is really what the Brisa meant. Hever alav shisha samanim below avar. If you only use six, you didn't do what the rabbis told you to do. Use six, and it didn't, that doesn't show anything yet. And then hever alav savan v'avar, tarosa tameos. Because there's no raya from anything yet, and once you removed it, now you're stuck. Now you don't know, so you have to assume everything was tummy. Shem hever shvi mitchila shem avar. If you would have used number seven, maybe it would have been shown to be dam. Here you used something else and it came off? Okay, you don't know. Tanya Yidach Abraiso also says, Hever alav shiva samanim below avar. What if I used all seven and it did not go off? Shun on va'avar, and then I did it again. I did the seven again. Then taros of tahoros. Tanakama says, they're still tahar, even though it came off the second time. I did it one time. It didn't come off. That proves. I did it again. That doesn't matter. That's not what Chazal told us. Why? If it would have been done, it would have come off the first time. That's what we assume. What's tahar? Only everything up until the washing. Up until the second washing. So that's tahar. Aval tarosh anasu achar techbosa shnia, taros of tameos. But once I did the seven and it didn't come off. But then I did the seven again and it did come off. So now, from here on in, taros of tameos. Why? Shaharei hikpid alav the avar. What does that mean? Why did he do it again? Why did he do it again? He already did it once, seven times, the seven samanim, and it didn't come off. So what do you know? You know it is not dam. So why do you use the seven time again? It's obviously still bothering you. It's obvious you're still probably makpid about it. So this is an area of halacha, comes up every so often. Your mentality influences the halacha. Right? Because you're still treating this as dam, so therefore, from now on, It's going to be matame. Rashi, Shahari hikpid alav, kishechazar v'heaviron, gila daito, shemakpid alav b'safik dam. You're makpid on it, and therefore, and because you were makpid on it, and now, the Shiva Samanim treated it as dam, it was over it, it was mavir it, so therefore, it's matame mikan, Ula haba. There's a question about whether this is a din vadai or a din safik now. Are the taros of tluyos or taros of nisrafos? That's a question. Tosfos deals with this, and the other Rishonim as well. Interesting. We know this comes up also in various places. Sometimes my thought process, right, the sugya of achshavei comes up often. Achshavei, when I'm machshiv something small, that's all the shiurim in Mishnayos and Shabbos. There are certain minimum requirements for what I'm chayav for carrying out, grogeris for foods, but if I'm machshiv something small, so then that's it. Some achronim say that's what chatzi shir is. Chatzi shir asur min haTorah. Works through achshavei. And therefore the Chacham Tzvi writes, it only applies by yisuri achila. If I eat a tiny amount, so then I'm being machshid that chatzi shir, because why did I eat such an amount? And that's why I'm chayef. But let's say, do I violate, that's the Chacham Tzvi, if I think, by your Rabbi Yimatzeh, having half a kezias of chametz in my house, I will not violate mishum chatzi shir. I didn't do anything to show that I'm machshid this. Achshavei. Right? It comes up, there's a Rashi and Beitza also, about it, but that's the suya of achshavei, similar to this. Hikmet alav the avar. Is that really true? Is it tali on one's kepeda? And where amale in? Yes, it is tali. Ditanya, Rabbi Chiya Omer. Dam hanida vadai. Maver loves I'm samanim umavatlo. Dam hanida vadai. Your maver is seven samanim umivatlo. And then you are mevatel it. Right? Rashi says, afilu lo avar. Right? If you know it's dam hanida. Dam hanida usually comes off. Right, that's what it gets weaker, it comes off. What if you did, you know it's damnida, you did these seven samanim, and you still see a mark. That's okay. It's still considered batel. Right, it loses its status. Rashi, afilu lo avar, hareyu batel vitar, hu ho ve'en adamakvid alav, achar avar samanim, mida azala chazusa. It gets a little lighter. So that's it. Says the Gemara of Yamai, ha damnida, hu? It's damnida. So why should it be tahar? This is the opposite direction. Alma bekpeda talya milsa. It must be taller on your kpeda. And here, because you're nakpid, it's not a problem. So hachanami bekpeda talya milsa. So do in the other direction. The first direction, because you are makpid, it still is a problem. Tosfos, interestingly here, Tosfos Dimasla Alma says, so why can't you just be mavata belibo? Why do you need any havara? Vim tomar, mk matzark bavara samanim, kiva de mavata belibo sagi. If it's all tali on your kpeda, then just do like bittel. We have bittel. Bittol chametz, bittol. So Tosfos says, "V'yeshlomar baladaito itzal kaladam imivatlenu below shiva samanim." The average person is not mevatel it if it's still sharp and dark. So only after these seven, that's when we assume that's the average person. So that's why you can't just do bittol. But in fact, fundamentally, without baladaito, so Tosfos says, "Yeah, bittol would work." But that's the Tosfos. Vat Viter. Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah Meseches Kalim a little differently, but it's based on that. Tanan Hasam Charasan Shneishtamis Ben Zav Shabalu Mashkin Evachlicher Acheres that a Zav used. So the Mashkin of a Zav are in this Cheres. Shabalu Mashkin Benafu Lavir Atanur, and then this Cheres that has Mashkin of a Zav inside of it. We're going to get back to. We had a big discussion of this earlier in the Masechta. V'husakataner, it was put into an oven, and the oven was now heated. So the oven's heated, so the liquid's coming out. So hataner tameh shesov mashkelatzes. The taner is going to be tameh because the mashke is going to come out. Rashi klomar derech mashke latzes aydei libon acheres. So derech of the mashke to come out through the heating. V'kivash ayecharas and elu betaner b'shasa seiko. The mashke came out and it was tameh. Right, it was Tameh. Ayakli is only Tameh from an Avatoma, so we assume maybe the Mashkin of Azov. As we've mentioned, there are certain Mashkin of Azov that are Avatoma. So if we're talking about a Doraisa here, so then it could be understood. Let's see. Amar Eish Lakish, Lo Shanu, Ela Mashkin Kalim. When do we say that you need it to come out? You need the heating. So that only applies by the Mashkin Kalim. Remember, we have different levels of Mashkin of Azov. We had the Ma'ayanos of Azov, and that was the the Ziva of Azov, and the other most serious liquids. And then we have the second level, the column, right? Rashi quotes, Dimas Eino, the tears of Azov, the Dama Gafaso, the his blood of his wounds, right? Meirag Layim of Azov is in the first category, the Mayanos of Azov. So the first, the Mayanos of Azov, the most chamer ones, that's an Avatoma. Right, the other ones are a Rishon Latoma. It's considered just coming from Azov. So Rish Lakish says, you only need the heating for it to come out by the lower level, Mashkin Kalim. Avo Mashkin Chamurin Tame, Avo Bishalohu Sakataner. If this Cheres is put inside, so then it's Tame, even if the Taner wouldn't be heated. That is the Chiddush of Rish Lakish, right? The more Chamur ones, you don't need it to come out, right? Rashi says, by lo shanu hadotani husak in lo husak lo the calls manche nivlon bacharasin ein matamin only mashkin kalin that are not an avatuma, right? So all of those, that's only by, you only need the heating for the mashkin kalin because there's only drabanan anyway when it comes out. But by mashkin chamurin, Rashi quotes meiraglayim of the zav shariba nakasa mayanos latame, that's tame even if it wasn't husak. Why? Because it could come out aide hesik. Rashi quotes lav tuma baluahi. Umatama. It's not called balua. It's ki'ilu, it's there. And therefore, it is tame even without the heating. That's Reish Lakish. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Echon Mashkin Kalam, Echon Mashkin Chamurin, in Husakatan or in Ilolo. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it has to come out. It has to come out. Reb Chaim has a beautiful lumdis about this. Reb Chaim in the Grach HaLashas. Let's see, according to Reish Lakish, what's the difference? Liquid is liquid. See, he says, maybe the Mashkin, the second level, Mashkin of Azov, that's Mitami Mishum Mashke. Not Mishum just being there. Right, he quotes this in the Grach HaLashas, Ku Shin Sadi Ches. Shin Sadi Ches. HaChiluk Be Mashkin Kalm LeChamurim. He quotes, it's not just a Daraisa Darabanan Chiluk. He thinks, Iker Din Chiluk, Mashkin Chamurim Mikalm, De Bechamurim, Ein Sarach Shiyeh Shem Mashke Ledun Tumasam. You don't have to have the status of a liquid. To call Tumasan, their Tumah is included from a Mayan of Azov. So even if it doesn't have the status of a Mashke, it's the Mayan of Azov. It doesn't have the properties of a Mashke. That's okay. It's still Matame. It's included from the Zeres HaKazov of Es'ela. And even if it's congealed afterwards, it's going to be Tum. Mashkin Kalim, it's only within Mashke. Right? The later ones, the Dimas Eino and the Dama Kava. So if it's Din Mashke, it has to actually be a Mashke. It has to come out. So it's not just Drabban and Daraisa. Rav Chaim says, Midin Lumdis, it might be different. Again, Rabbi Yochanan says there is no difference in this regard, but that is that. There are other, the Rishonim discuss the Chiluk also here. That's the Machlokas. Eisver, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish from our Mishnah. You see the following, Hitbilavas al Gabav Taros. Again, our Mishnah, if you were matbil this bag with Damnida, and then you did Taros, and then you show that it was not Damnida. Harezet Seva, Vitaros of Taros, Ve'ein, Tsarech Lahatbil. No Tsarech Lahatbil. Rashi explains, there's still a little chance that it's Dam. Still a little chance that it's Dam. It's not for sure, and yet we're totally Makel. So says Rabbi Yochanan, it must be that what we're talking about is a Durabanan, Chshash. So just like here, at most it's a Durabanan Balua, and we're not worried about it, so too the Mashkin and the Cheres should not be Metame before it comes out. Rabbi Yochanan, that's how he understands the Mishnah. And Amar Lei, Hanach L'Ksamim Durabanan. Right, Rabbi Yishlakas would answer, no, Ksamim are different. The whole world of Ksamim is Durabanan, and therefore, one doesn't have to worry if it can't bring a raya from our Mishnah. Rashi, Iker tchiles kzei rasan ein alei midrabanan. Hilkach makilin demidaraisa chetera bivsara. Right, midaraisa the ksamim or not that. Pa'atani Rabbi Chiya says Rabbi Yochanan back, but doesn't Rabbi Chiya say dam hanida vaday ma'avirno l'asayim sanim umivatzlo? And it's kasha that mashba that balua is not metame. Right, only right once you did this, even though it still might be in there. Amarle Rebbe Loshana, Reb Chiya Minale. I'm only answer kashas from Mishnayos. Yes, we kasha from a Braisa, I don't have to answer that. Ask Tosfos. You can never ask a kasha from a Braisa. This is like a Shas Tosfos. What does that mean? Hey, if it's not in the Mishnah, then I don't have to worry about it. Reish Lakish would answer. Ask Tosfos. Dibur Masor Reb Chiya. V'yim Tomar. This should be a famous Tosfos. trying to make it famous now. Im kein liol lo nesef tiufta mi braisa demasi be rabbi chiyah be rabbi moshia. How could that be? The yesh lomar says Tosfos no. Generally, braises bekulu ikan lameimar kedamar ilfa. Ilfa writes in two places in Shas. Remember Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, the story in Tainus, Daf Chaf Aleph. Ilfa says that he could find the source of braises in Mishnayos. So almost every braise is really based on a Mishnah, and therefore it has the power, let's say, of an expanded Mishnah. But it must be, Tosfos says, that the Misora was that Reish Lakish had, that this braise did not have a remez in the Mishnah. And therefore it didn't have that power. Again, we could talk a lot about Mishnahs and braises, as we have in the past, but that's a very important Tosfos and his comment there. Vayter, Eser, Rabbi Yochanan, the Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked another kasha, the Reish Lakish. Again, Rabbi Yochanan, who said that even the Mashkin to Oraisa has to actually come out to be Matame. Reish Lakish says, no, if it's Tumah d'Oraisa, even if it's inside, if it's the Mayanos of Azav. Revius Dam, Shenivla Babayas, right? The Mishnah says in Ahalos, Revius of Dam, which is Matame Ba'ohel, right? Got absorbed in the floor of the house. Habayas Tame, Viyamila Abayas Tor. Two different sources. Velo pligi, habakelim de meikara. If there were kelim there beforehand, while the blood before it got absorbed, that those are tame. Habakelim lebasof. But if there were kelim only after it was absorbed, then it is not mitame. Nivla biksus. If the dam nivla in clothing, im iskabesas viyotzi men revias dam tameya v'imlav tara. If you can wash it and get it out, fine. Tame v'imlav tara. And if not, it's tara even though it's still inside. Kashar Reish Lakish. Amarav Kahana, Mikule Revi'i Yoshanu Kan. This is a Kula, Shani Dam Tfusa Durabanan. Dam Tfusa is it's talking about a Suffolk. You don't even know if the Dam came out while the person was alive or not. So it's another Suffolk. You don't know if it's Vade Dam that's going to be Matame. That's why that context is more Lakula. You have to actually wait till it comes out. But again, Reish Lakish would say that by a regular Doraisa Dam, that would be Matame, even if before it comes out. Because it wouldn't be Dam Balua, because it could come out. And again, this is part of the larger, again, larger sugya that any, sometimes we say potential impacts present status. Right? Okay, one more. It's now the opposite. Reish Lakish has Rabbi Yochanan. Anything balua that cannot come out is going to be tar. If it can't come out, it's tami, v'alpa gavdalo nafik. Even before it came out. Reish Lakish says, this is a riot of me. Amar af papa. Kol echadein yochol latzeis v'lo hikbar alav. If it can't come out, but you're not machmed about it. Right? It doesn't bother you. Dibri akol tar, then for sure it's tar. Yochol latzeis v'hikbar alav, the opposite. If it can't come out and you want it to come out, then it's tame even before it comes out. What if it can't come out, but you're not makbid on it? That's the machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Mar Savar, even the Yochol Latzeis, Avagav de Lo Hikbid Alav. Right, if it can't come out, even though you're not, Mar Savar, Avagav de Yochol Latzeis. The other one says, even though it can't come out, Im Hikbid Alav in Elo Lo. If you're makbid on it, fine. If not, not. And Rashi says on top, Adaktanim Yochol Latzeis Tame, Kisha Hikbid. And when it said before, if you're makbid on it, it's going to be Tame, even when it's inside, that's a case where you were makbid, and then even Rabbi Yochanan would agree in that situation. Okay, there is one, maybe one, Chashuk Yechemet, just to mention here, talking about, an Isha, we're talking about Ksamim, Hanach L'Ksamim D'Rabbanan, Hanach L'Ksamim D'Rabbanan, right? All of these, heterim. So, Isha Sharasa Kesem, Him Lahachmer Gam Bahar Chokos Shehim L'Chomer. Is there any difference in terms of a woman becoming a Nida through a Re'iyah and a Kesem for Har Chokos? So that we haven't really touched on yet. So the poskim assume that there is no difference regarding that. Even though Ksamim is Rabbanan, and the Re'iyah obviously is Daraisa, but in terms of the behavior, when a woman is Matami Mishum Kesem, we would still say the same halachas of Harchakos generally, might be exceptions, but generally would apply, because that's what once the Rabbanan created that world of being Matami Mishum Kesem, he quotes Rabbi Yashav here, that we wouldn't be Mekel. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, as I mentioned, and I'm giving the next couple of days. So, B'ez Hashem, the next couple of days will be put up. And the next daf that I will give will be Samaches from the new cycle. And that'll probably be the last daf, the live daf for this cycle. B'ez Hashem, next cycle, B'ez Hashem will, as I mentioned, we'll have a dafim related and to topics related to the daf, the Ezes Hashem. But again, the goal is to be able to have every daf up, and the Hashem, we should just continue sharing Torah, and the Hashem, remember all of the siyumim that that we mentioned, and the shiurim that we can share together. Again, today's shiur was sponsored Refu Shleima Aryeh ben Rosh Shalom, Yeshua ben Meir Rachel Sarah, and Rasha Bas Shendel. Okay, we'll stop here.